The Troika countries say they are concerned that the government is suppressing voices of citizens in the ongoing permanent constitution-making process as required by the revitalized peace agreement. Reading from a prepared text, Phil Dimon, the public affairs officer at the U.S. Embassy in Juba, said, for peace to take hold, South Sudanese must be able to speak freely.
The constitution-making process must be open and inclusive and must incorporate the voices of South Sudanese citizens, whether through the formal process or through the exercise of the freedom of speech and assembly. We take note of the agreement by the transitional government parties during the May 25 to 28 workshop on the permanent constitution-making process on the need for an inclusive and participative process.
Last week, civil society activist Wani Michael, executive director of the OK Africa Foundation, initiated a public forum dubbed Know Your Laws. The public forum was supposed to host experts on legal matters aimed at educating the public about the country's laws, with particular emphasis on the ongoing work of the permanent constitution-making process. But shortly before the event was to get underway, Michael, its host, released a statement saying, quote, "Sorry guys, the event is officially cancelled by officers from the National Security Service. They gave us the reason that we are not allowed to discuss the constitution because there is no constitution passed yet and no functioning parliament," end of quote. John Kumuri, spokesperson for the National Security Service, tells South Sudan in Focus he has no knowledge of a National Security Service officers cancelling a civic engagement activity on a constitution hearing last week.
Not aware, but I'll try to find out. And I want to say that the National Security does not have a policy of censoring civic activities, and that is the result. That might be the result of misunderstanding between the organizers and individuals of the national security. But let me find out the problem. What is the problem?
President Salva Kiir officially launched work on the permanent constitution-making process in May during a workshop organized by the Revitalized Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, or RJMEC. At the time, Kiir called for an inclusive constitution process, saying, quote, "South Sudan nationalism must be supreme and cardinal in the permanent constitution of South Sudan," end of quote. The president said the workshop was formed to develop a roadmap for a permanent constitution and called, in his words, "absolutely critical that it reflects the aspirations of our people for freedom, equality, justice and prosperity for all." Dimon says Troika countries want to see that kind of citizen engagement in the constitution-making process.
An inclusive constitution-making process is a central part of this agreement. A constitution that is created without input from the citizens will lack popular legitimacy.
The South Sudan Civil Society Forum, a coalition of civil society groups in the country, called the cancellation of the event a gross violation of the constitutional rights of citizens to freedom of expression, association and assembly, and a deliberate move to undermine citizens' participation in the implementation of the revitalized peace agreement. The forum urged the National Security Service to support citizens in their right to engage in peaceful and constructive activities rather than using a negative energy to perpetuate violence, destruction, and social fragmentation. Dimon says the Troika is urging the government to encourage its citizens to participate in the constitution-making process, saying that is a central theme of the revitalized peace agreement.
We call on the government to ensure the rights of freedom of assembly and expression as guaranteed by the transitional constitution. We have expressed our concerns about this incident directly to the government and will continue to do so.
Article 6 of the peace agreement states that the process of a permanent constitution making shall be led and owned by the people of South Sudan. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.